And so, do you just want me to say dispatches from the underground? Dispatches from the underground.
Dispatches from the underground.
With your host,
Joey Steele. Up to no good. We're good? I don't know.
Question authority.
Dispatches from the underground.
Question everything.
Dispatches from the underground!
All right, welcome to Dispatches from the Underground. I'm your host, Joey Steele. Thanks for getting down with us. We are coming at you from the underground in New York City. That's where we are. This is what we do. I'm glad you could join us down here. Summertime is here, and I know that because allergies are destroying my life, but also because Punk Island is at our doorstep. It is right around the corner. On June 23rd, 2018, Punk Island is going to be on Randall's Island. So today I'm bringing three very close friends of mine, bandmates of mine now, who are organizers of Punk Island, who are running stages at Punk Island, and they're going to come on. We're going to talk about this special day, this unique fest. To me, it is one of the most special days of the year. It breaks my heart, actually, that I can't be involved in it this year. We needed to trim back a little bit, and it was a good chance for me to take a little break, as I've been involved extensively for the last few years. So I won't be in New York City that day. I will be out of town. It's still going to be an incredible fest. It's going to maybe even going to be better now that I'm not involved this year. So that's fantastic. And I know a lot of people don't get it because there's no big names on this fest. There's no like huge famous bands playing this fest. And a lot of people go to fests all over the world because there are these huge names that are playing. But to me, punk is not about some big name band. It's about passion. It's about incredible music. It's about wonderful people and a fucking beautiful scene of people who care about each other. That's what punk is to me. I don't know about some of these other people, but that's what punk is to me. It's not just about big name bands I can go sing along with. I like those too. But I'm a punk organizer and I make punk music because I love the punk scene. I love the punk community. I love going from town to town and meeting other punks and knowing that those are some of the best people I'm ever going to meet anywhere in the world. That's community, that's worldwide, and here in New York City, we have a very special community and incredible musicians, wonderful people, and Punk Island is really a display of so much of that. I know I saw some people, some shit-breathing, trash-talking bullshitters online being like, am I supposed to know any of these bands? If you want to go to a fest, pay $200 for a day of seeing bands you've seen 1,000 other times at 1,000 other shows, playing songs you've heard for the last 20 years, go do it. No one's stopping you from doing that. This day is about bringing new, incredible, passionate, underground bands to the forefront and giving us a day where we can take over an island and do things our way. And I love the vibe, the feeling, everything about Punk Island. That essence of what punk is, at least what I think punk is, community, the people, the music, it comes through on Punk Island like no other fest I have ever been to. And I've been to a lot of other fests, and I think that Punk Island is by far the most unique fest I've ever been to. And if you're looking for some label-fueled, overly commercialized adventure, it's out there. Go see it. It's not going to be a Punk Island. It's not going to be a display of the biggest bands of the year getting in, you know, paying them a ridiculous amount of money. It's going to be punk. It's going to be punk as fuck, actually. That's what we do. And it's by far one of my favorite days of the year. And it bums me out that I can't be there. But it's going to be an incredible show this year. It's June 23rd. We're going to be talking about that all in the second half of the show. So three of the organizers of Punk Island are here today with me. Al from Brooklyn Transcore, Kate from Hoosatron Presents, and John from All We Got Records are all going to be here today. We're going to be talking about who's playing their stages, what they're excited about, why they do this fest, how they see things. Maybe they see things a little bit differently than me. It's possible. Some people have been known to do that. So we're going to be talking about how they see things, their perspective. That's why we do this show. Hopefully that we can help shine some light on some amazing other perspectives, and in doing so, encourage you to see things differently. And these are three of the best people to do that with. And these are the three people I choose to do that with on a weekly basis. I love these people very much. In fact, I love them so much, and I've loved doing this fest, Punk Island, with them so much. I've actually started a band with them. That's what we're going to be talking about on the first part of the episode. John, Al, Kate, and I have started a new band called Cop Out. COP/OUT. I know there are other cop-outs that have existed in the world. This is not them. This is a different band. We're cop-out. We're from New York City. And this is actually the first time I've ever interviewed myself and had a whole band interview together. My whole band is going to be on this podcast here with John, Kate, and Al. So we'll see how that goes. Maybe it'll be a little bit awkward. We will confront that awkwardness as it happens. But we started this band for, I feel like, from some unique reasons. We started because we really loved being around each other. We loved making this fest together. We spent a lot of time and a lot of arguing together and felt like we all have a very similar vision of what punk community is and what music can do to inspire and change and how it's affected our lives and how it affects other people's lives. And we wanted to bring that vision of community and the music we love out further to be more than just a fest. So we started this band, Cop Out, and I feel like it's a logical extension of where we started with Punk Island. You're going to hear Cop Out for the first time anywhere here on the podcast today. We're about to release a demo. This is good. We're going to play one of the songs from that in a little bit. And we're going to be doing a little tour this summer. We're playing a ton. We got shows lined up in Philly, some incredible shows. July 21st, we're playing FDR Skate Park with the incredible band, the Charlie Few, amazing friends in the Charlie Few. So make sure you block that off. If you're in Philly and you are around this summer, Charlie Few is one of the best bands that has come out of Philly in a very long time, and they're going to be playing that show. We're going to be down there with them. It's going to be an incredible day. Noogie's coming up from Texas. We're going to be playing with them. There's a bunch of great shows we have lined up in the very near future, aside from Punk Island. So make sure you go to COP/OUT on Facebook. Give us a like. We're brand new, so we really appreciate the support. And pay attention, because we got a ton of shows coming up. We got a tour coming up in the Midwest, and we got a demo that we're going to be dropping on you in the very near future. But before we do all that, we're going to be talking a ton of shit about how this band started, what our point is, where we're trying to go, and what songs we're making. So that's going to be in the first half of the episode. The second half, we're going to be talking about Punk Island. So let's get to it. Before we do that, I want to say a few thank yous. Thank you to Real Punk Radio, realpunkradio.com, that airs Dispatches every Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Tommy Unit is doing some great programming over there. Thank you, Tommy, for all the hard work that you do. Go check out everything that's going on at Real Punk Radio, realpunkradio.com. Always, you can stay down with us at Dispatches from the Underground going to our website, dispatchersfromtheunderground.com. There's a donate button there. If you are in a position to be donating to this podcast, you listen to it regularly and are in a position to be donating to it, we really appreciate any support you can give us. But there's also a subscription button to make sure that you don't miss any episodes. I know we've been a little bit sporadic in putting them up. I aim to do them every 2 weeks, but it's been more like every three. And I try to do as many as I can, as fast as I can, to get them to you. So, but either way, subscribe to us and you won't miss a single episode. Continue to refresh that in whatever device you listen to it, so you don't get cut off from us. And it's always free. There's no money for this podcast. Even if you can't donate, it's always free. There's a merch section up there if you're interested in getting some merch from Cop Out or from any of the other bands that I'm in. Check it out. Dispatchersfromtheunderground.com. Thank you for all of the support. Thank you for listening, as always. And let's get to the episode. Here is John from All We Got Records doing a stage at Punk Island, Kate from Hoosatron Presents, and Al from Brooklyn Trans Corps. And we're going to talk, we're going to listen to a tune, and then we're going to talk a bunch of shit. Hope you dig it. Get down. All right, before we get to the discussion with John, Al, and Kate, we're going to start off with a band that's playing the All We Got stage at Punk Island. This is a band that I've had the pleasure of playing with in the past. I was just at a wedding with some of the guys in this band. Shout out to Davey from Inziguri for inviting all of his punk friends to his beautiful, beautiful wedding here in New York, and his wonderful, beautiful wife, brilliant wife, Caitlin. Thank you for tolerating Davey's horrible friends. I was just at a wedding with these guys, and they're always this on fire. Like, you see them play a show, or you hear their music, and you're like, Jesus, these guys are like fucking up and ready to go. But Mike and this band are always on this place. They're always at this place, being fired up and ready to go. You can hear it in their music. You can see it at the performance. all the time. I think they just got off a tour, a major tour with like Less Than Jake, if I'm not mistaken. I could be mistaken, but I don't think I am. And it's really nice to see that a band that has been grinding away for so long, doing this, putting out such incredible music and incredible performances time after time after time, is finally getting the approval and the recognition that they so urgently deserve. So here's the Jukebox Romantics from New York, and they are going to be playing Punk Island June 23rd. Here is their song from their newest record. The song is called Breaking Rad by the Jukebox Romantics. Get down.
I'm drinking beer for the taste. I'm drinking whiskey for the effect. It's 6 a.m. and I haven't gone to bed yet. Some of my friends think I should quit. I'm tired of hearing all that shit. Pour another round.
All right, what's up, everybody?
Hey.
Hey-o.
What's up?
It's so uncomfortable to sit here and interview your bandmates that you see every day and pretend that you have not seen them for all day as it is. So, yeah, but it's uncomfortable with you guys all the time. But I'm sitting here with Cop Out. I'm here with Kate.
Yeah.
And John.
That's me.
And Al.
What's up?
And I'm Joey, and we are Cop Out. This is a full band interview. This is the first time it's ever been a full band, only the band.
Hell yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
It is.
Yeah, John does not look excited at all, actually. Zero excitement from John, but...
There's only two mics, so it's going to be awkward.
It's going to be awkward either way, because it's a band interview in itself, so let's just fucking jump right into that.
Let's just jump right in.
For those of you who don't know, Cop Out is a brand new band here in New York City, but we are all in other bands, and I am not going to list them. So you're all going to list your own band so people can get used to your voices a little bit. So, Kate, why don't you tell us all the myriad of bands that you've played in, and then John, and then Al, and then...
Well, I've played in a bunch of bands that are not together anymore, so they don't matter, but...
They do. No, people can look it up and check them out.
Well, I was in a band called Ghost Mouse. I played drums in that. And I am currently in Lady Business, but we only have one more show left. And then we're going to be going bye-bye. And then, I don't know, I'm going to do something else. Whatever.
Yeah, I used to be in, this is John, by the way. I used to be in a band called The Black Hand. And I used to be in a band called Tesla's Revenge. And more recently, The Organauts.
I'm Al. I'm currently in Cop Out.
Yeah, that's
currently,
enough.
That's it. Currently also in Trashy. Ex-girl crush, ex a bunch of bands that don't exist on the internet.
So how would you describe Cop Out? If John, I want to know, John, how would you describe this music that we make?
Pop punk with probably like more of an edge. Bigger edge than anybody's probably ever heard.
Yeah, Kate, would you say it's pop punk?
I think we definitely have a very strong pop punk undercurrent, but there's also, to me, like hardcore in there, political punk.
That's because I can't sing. That's the only reason it's hardcore in there.
Okay, I can't play bass. So, you know, whatever. I think we just like it's really hard to pin us down. We're like leftover Kraken that way. It's like there's so many different like tendrils of things through there, although we don't have any ska going.
Yeah,
on
that is
us,
the but. Last way I would say we're like leftover Kraken. Yeah.
We don't have any ska yet.
Yeah, we don't have any ska.
Over Joey's
at
dead
all.
Body.
Yeah, for real. That would be brutal.
Well,
no,
yeah, I don't
you.
Mean we sound like leftover crack. I don't mean that.
I would definitely never describe anything as pop punk, because I think, because then people immediately think of a certain thing, and we don't sound like that thing.
Whoa, about a girl.
say, well, we got a pretty great compliment last weekend where we're like just a punk band.
But that compliment was like a backhanded compliment. We were walking out of a show in New Jersey and this dude comes over and he's like, yo, that was great. That was great. It's so rare that I see a band that's like just a punk band that I like. And I'm like, thanks. He's like, no. It's like you're nothing but a punk band. Like you're nothing. Absolutely nothing but a punk band.
I don't know about that. And I'm like, thanks. Right now.
I get it. And he's like, no, but I just want to say, like, you're nothing more than just a fucking punk band. But it was good. You know, great. I'm like, cool. I'm going to fucking slink into the van now. And we're going to drive back for an hour and a half.
Good job. Good job.
He was trying to be positive, but also his face definitely was condescending. And I feel like we got to get used to that. But I think punk. The punk moniker is a good way to put it. We're putting punk back in punk here.
There's something for everybody, I think. There's something for the hardcore fans. There's something for the punk, pop punk fans. There's something for, I don't know, in some cases, I think we have some sort of a metal edge.
There's a little bit of metal in there. When Al and I were talking about fucking trying to come up with some ideas, we were like, let's do a fucking punk White Zombie fucking album. And
these guys love White Zombie.
We have abandoned that slightly, but I feel like there's still a touch in there. There's some...
Yeah,
I'm gonna cut that out too, Kate. That is Rob Zombie gets away with it so well. It's
taking
so weird
the mic
that
away
does
from
not
Kate
cut. Who's? Sound good?
She's
when
not.
You do.
Yeah. Nope. You have to work on your Rob Zombie impression. That's no good.
It was so bad.
Yeah, hey, I never said it was good.
But you know, we're all coming from such very different backgrounds. But one thing that brings us together in Cop Out is we're in bands that don't want to do other things, so that's a big part of it. But B, we're all organizers in the punk community here in New York City. We all are part of running this fest called Punk Island, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. And we all have been part of organizing our own punk communities in different ways and different forms here and around New York City. And I think that's a big part of what Cop Out is too. So it's like so much easier for us and me to talk about what we are aside from just the sound of the music than what we stand for, like politically and community wise. Like that's so much easier and more organic for what we talk about. Cause the music we're making, I think, is so sort of different from the traditional punk stuff, you know, but that's just my two cents.
But we're just a punk band.
I feel like above all else, we're all community organizers in our own regard, but music is the thing that brought us all together. And I think it's hard for some community organizers to understand that because music's not like something that they center themselves around. And I think it's hard for some music folks to really understand that they're community organizers. Like people who just make music think they're just making music and they don't see a community element of it. At least it's not like encouraged to be seen. So I think thinking about it in those terms makes more sense to me how we started making music together. You know, but you know, whatever. I could be wrong, Kate. You know,
no,
you give me a look at a piece of shit. That's
fine.
I don't
think you're wrong. So I think you're right. The undercurrent of this band absolutely is community organizing. We met through Punk Island. It's something we're all passionate about. We all work really hard on, and we're all music people. You know, we've all been in bands for forever. And it seems natural to me that we would have come together and started playing together. And it was just the three of us at first. And then like when John came in, it was like this missing puzzle piece. So thanks, John. We love you. But yeah, people have asked me how Cop Out's come together because they've heard us. They've seen a show or they've heard a preview of our demo that's going to shortly be in the world. And they're like, wow, that's so different from what you've done before. Like me, especially, I think it's very different from what I've done. And they're like, well, how'd you get involved with that? And I'm like, cause they're my friends and we organize together. And it's like, it's just so natural. Like, yeah, it's a little bit of a departure musically for myself personally, but like, I wouldn't want to play with any, well, no, that's not true. I would want to play with other people, but I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Like,
she looks at me, she goes, I wouldn't want to,
actually,
no, now let me,
I'm saying that, sorry, comedy hour. But it makes so much sense to be playing with these three other people. Another thing that's been asked, it was asked to me recently on a podcast, like, oh, well, you're in a band with all men now. And I'm like, yeah, like, what's the big deal? Like, I have traditionally, yes, I've been in a lot of female-centric and queer-centric bands and this and that, whatever. But I'm like, I would never play with people who I thought were pieces of shit or assholes or misogynists.
Well,
you.
Gotta get Joey out of here.
Sorry, Joey.
Just piece of shit part, not a misogynist.
Yeah, no, he's not a misogynist. But,
definitely a piece of shit.
Yeah, definitely a piece of shit and an asshole, but not a misogynist.
Cool, great. Well, that's for listening in,
that's
everybody.
The end of that
yeah,
segment.
This is still my fucking podcast.
Love
yeah,
you.
I mean,
love
also,
you, Joey.
So Joey has been involved in Punk Island the longest of the four of us, I think. Well, I know that for sure. And then I'm coming in a hot, close second. But I think after the past 5 years of all of us organizing and arguing with one another about like values and money and direction, it sort of just made sense. I mean, it made sense for me anyway, speaking personally, to work with Joey in a different way, just because we've been sort of talking about it forever. And, you know, we're also, we're all in other projects that like have different abilities and interests.
Goals.
Yeah.
I say style, but
style. No, for sure. But it's like, you know, like my other band Trashy, like I love Trashy, but Jane moved upstate and our availability has become a lot less. So, and I could either sit at home or I could come play music with you folks. Is that rude? Should we cut that?
No, I was in meant,
I thought when he said abilities, though. Sorry, we have like a limited number of mics here, so we're all like waiting to jump in here, and I'm like laughing. But I thought when Al said abilities, he meant like, well, I'm a musician and I'm good at what I do, and then Joey's also in bands. Isn't that nice? Isn't that sweet? Isn't that what I thought you meant?
I was also in a similar position too, because Lady Business, at the time when we were still an active band, like we had
Joey's also in bands.
Yeah, Joey's also in
Fuck.
Bands.
Hello, delete, motherfuckers. This is all getting cut. We got like fucking 2 minutes worth of material on this. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No worries. But yeah, Lady Business was not able to do the things that I am available to do and that I want to do to go on tour. We're actually cop outs in the middle of booking. We're 60-70% booked on our first
tour. Almost planned, yeah.
And, you know, a 10-day tour. And that's just not something I was able to do with the other bands I've been in before with Lady Business. And we did a lot in Lady Business, but I wanted more. So this band was able to give me the opportunity to do that as well.
I just had nothing better to do. That's why I joined the band.
That's how I get every drummer. It's either I'm holding something over their head or they have nowhere else to go.
I just want to clarify, in the off chance that anyone in Trashy listens to this podcast, it's not Jane's fault that we aren't playing more often. It's a scheduling thing. It's just complicated.
That's gonna be
so don't be mad at me.
Deleted. That's not going to make it to the
and
episode.
John's got nothing better to do.
I think that, you know, Kate touched on this gender issue before, and to me, it's not like we all politically have the same outlook, because we don't. Because I don't share a political outlook with anyone, I think, in the world, which is sad for me because I'm alone. But
burn it down.
It's nice That's for everybody Joey's else because they're all really happy about life. But I think it is an element of why we do what we do, like a festival that's trying to be inclusive about the community we want to be part of and making music with people who don't have the same outlook. To me, that's a good thing, because that makes music that – you know, whether it be stylistically or politically or emotionally or whatever, it coming from a different perspective, I think just helps make music that's more vibrant and energetic and interesting, rather than just something that everyone agrees with and they're just putting it out in the world. It's kind of boring. It gets stale after a while. So I think having people who represent different outlooks and obviously who aren't all the same gender or fucking same identity in general, I think is a healthy thing. But, you know, I'm a piece of shit, so we covered that earlier. I just want to be clear that not a misogynist, but definitely a piece of shit.
Definitely not. Definitely yeah. not. I've never been mansplained by Joey or Al or John, so.
I probably would mansplain, but I don't actually know what it is.
I will backhand anybody who mansplains me. You'll see the back of his hand.
So that
to quote Lady Business, I'll slap the taste right out of your mouth.
Let's listen to a tune. Let's listen to a tune from Cap Out, from our demo. I want to listen to Iron Leaves because I don't think Kate actually knows what it is about. But so Kate, can you explain what you think Iron Leaves is, and then we'll talk about whether it's true or not.
I actually don't know because I can't hear enough of what you're singing.
I mumble. I got a mumble.
To know what it's about. So.
All right, so
should we go around the table and we can see everything?
I'm willing to bet that it is not about a tree or the element of iron.
No, it's not. That would be funny, though.
Fee
tree. That's pretty good. Yo.
I'm pretty sure that I don't know any of our lyrics at all. I can't hear shit.
I'm good I said we were like making political content before, because it's like
fucking I'm fairly certain that, well, I know the lyrics on Facebook, and I know that I texted a screenshot of them to the group not too long ago. I think the last time we were making jokes about.
Definitely didn't read that.
Yeah, that's fine.
John, you commented on it that you liked it. I'm just going to.
Yeah, you can like stuff without knowing anything about it, but I think it's about like struggling and why do we toil in furtherance of things that are maybe not necessary when all we want to do is like make music and community. That's what I think it's about.
That is in the song for sure. So that is objectively in there.
The song is really
about. I'm not right, though.
That's not entirely what it's about. Those lyrics are in the first verse, so Al at least makes it to the first verse of me singing. The song.
Al sings sometimes, so he has to. Yeah,
yeah. There's a lot of words in there.
It's a lot of words. The song is about change, and it's about how we're born or we exist or we are grown. We grow up in this in these places, and we don't want to necessarily be those things, and we feel like that is part of like the nature of who we're supposed to be. Like everyone keeps telling people who are political, I feel like they hear it all the time. Like, oh, that's just human nature to be this, or it's just human nature to be that. And it's like the last argument that slave owners used to use is like, oh, well, black people, you know, it's just natural for them to be slaves, or it's just natural for women to be subjugated.
People say shit like that?
Of course people say that. They say racism is natural. They've argued that for so long. Like, that's the natural subjugation. And I feel like that argument is used so much to subjugate people and disempower people. And the song is really like an argument against that. It's about how nature like weighs us down, and this like weight, this iron weight, is just so heavy, and we can just leave it behind and no longer like let that weight pull us down. And, you know, doesn't matter what someone says is natural. You should do what you want to do because it makes you happy, because the world needs it. That's what it's about. So, Iron Lee is also what Al said, though, too.
Hmm?
You should do what you want to do. So that's in there.
I do what I want to do.
Yeah. This is Iron Lee's by
my horoscope
out.
Said, do what you want to do with the past 3 days.
This song is about Al's horoscope. It's called Iron Lee's by Cop Out. Get down. We said in the last segment that we all met doing Punk Island, and so let's talk about it. Punk Island 2018, June 23rd, 2018.
Nailed it.
I got it right, but it's everyone's not like on pins and needles being like, oh, Joey, what do you have no idea?
Well, you're not doing it this year, so it's not as important to you to know when it is.
It is important, but I'm an idiot. That's the only thing. It's no different than usual.
Fair.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about what's different this year. So I'm not doing a stage for the first time in a long time. No Dispatcher stage, but there's 6 incredible stages, all day, all free, all punk fest.
All ages. Well, I think one difference this year is that we're going to have probably the fewest stages it's ever had. Back in the early days, it was like a billion stages. Who knows how many.
I think maybe 1 year we did have 5.
5?
So it's actually not the least. I think 1 year, maybe like 2011, we had 5 stages.
We'll have to confirm that.
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Well, anyway, this year we have 6 stages, down from 7 last year and 8 the year before. Another key difference is that we waived the vendor fee, so we have a bunch of people tabling for zines and some people doing some other advocacy. I don't know if the fee was like restrictive necessarily. I don't know. I mean, I actually don't know even though the two have anything to do with one another. I think that we just have a lot more vendors this year, so we're going to have an area dedicated to people talking about the cool shit they're working on, so that should be neat. We're expanding different areas of Randall's Island, which will probably be no different to the attendees, but it's different for us.
Well, let's talk about the stages. What are the stages that are with this Brooklyn Transcore, which Al's representing, is talking right now? John?
I'll be sharing a stage with Gabriel Jasmine, who is, well, first of all, one of my best friends, and he, yeah, oh yeah, oh.
Gaby baby, we love him.
No Oz on this.
Well, there is
no crying in baseball.
freaking mic, and, everybody. This is it. This I'm holding this microphone. But let's just look a couple of ground rules real quick. We're not gonna ooh or ah. We're not gonna have any cat pictures that's gonna be happening on this podcast.
What podcast? There's no pictures.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying there are no cat pictures. Also, specifically, there might be pictures, but there's no cat pictures.
Well, let's
but
get to the stages.
There's definitely no ooh. Well, just apparently you guys haven't heard the show before. We don't ooh or ah. There's none of that. So you guys can share that microphone. This is now stay with me. We're gonna cut the oohs and ahs out. Just real quick.
We ooed and awed into this microphone.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, I know. But
so
I
we still have this one.
But it needs to be counterbalanced with shit talking. All right, I got all the shit talking covered, so you guys don't have to worry about that, and then you can cover all the cat pictures. All right, so, John, other than you being with your best friend on the stage, what is the name of the stage, and what are you guys doing?
All We Got Records. We promote a lot of pop punk and ska, which Joey hates, first of all.
No, there's no reason. You don't need to say that, but it's true.
Yeah, but you do.
A lot of people like it. A lot of people dig it. It's and you guys are not just doing any pop punk and ska. It's like really fucking solid, very well done, good sounding tunes. It's not just, you know, music I don't like, but it's great music.
I happen to agree.
You know what? Different strokes for different folks. We played a folk punk show this weekend, and I was like, oh, God, because I'm not a folk punk person.
But you like the bands.
But the bands were cool, yeah, and they're nice people. So, you know, it's like fucking opinions can be changed. That's the great part about Punk Island, because you can go there as somebody who listens to ska or pop punk and then discover you've never seen a queercore band before. You don't even know what the fuck it is. And then you wander over by Broken Transcore. You wander over by Housatron, and you see, like, fucking bunch of Riot Girl and queercore bands playing it between those two stages. So,
and that's the stage you do.
Housatron, yeah. And it's like focused on like Riot Girl, feminist. We're like, you know, but also like we're just like punk rock weirdos and misfits because I like a lot of weird music. So if you have a weird sounding band, I'm going to be like, oh, I want you to play. So yeah, but that's one of my favorite things about Punk Island. We also have Taking Back Queens, Basement Dwellers, and Gilligan. They're not here today, but Taking Back Queens is also focused on some pop punk and ska. Basement Dwellers is a really mixed bag because they bring grunge, hardcore. They have like a metalcore band playing this year.
Yeah, metalcore band?
Yeah, yeah.
They're bringing the hard edge. I feel like Dispatches is missing the hard shit.
Yeah, I am disappointed this year we don't have as much
harder.
Am I
wrong, John? John made a face of saying I'm a piece of shit there. Am I wrong?
He did not.
Yeah, it was a little bit.
He did not. I'm interpreting. He did not. but yeah, I'm missing a little bit. I'm sad about the little bit of the hard edge. From Dispatches, but you'll be back next year.
Yeah, and Cody and Luth are holding it down on the Basement Dweller stage for
and
sure.
And Gilligan, they bring a very, like, the sounds on Gilligan are very eclectic, and you can find a lot of different stuff there. They're very heavily focused. Antonio is also one of the organizers of Punks of Color, so they represent the POC punks and a lot of Latino punks. So there's something for everybody at this festival. And if you're not familiar with X, Y, or Z genre, you can wander the day and you can find out about tons of new bands that you may not have ever known existed. There's like, I think, between 70, 75 bands playing this year. So it's fucking awesome.
I think that you're right too. One of the most important parts of the day is that you might come to see a couple of your bands that you like play, but then you wander from stage to stage between sets and you get opened to a bunch of different genres and bands that you probably never go to see otherwise. You know, like, I would never intentionally go to a pop punk and ska show, but I've seen a lot of bands on your stage, John, that I was like, oh, those bands are fucking really good. And, you know, not only do you get to see them, but you get to hang out with them all day. You're there for a long day, so you get to see that they're not just like what you think pop punk and ska people might be, but they're like nice people.
I'm super excited about Disposable and Fat Chance on your stage. I love those bands. They're both Jersey bands, and they are full of fucking energy and really good. So, see, that's my mind being, I've known Disposable for years, but like Fat Chance, like, I didn't really know them, and I played a show with them. Those guys are fucking awesome, and like, so what? They're a ska band. Whatever.
Well, I mean, they are proud of that. They're a ska band. I don't think they're going to be like, so what? We're a ska band, and we're cool, but we're cool still.
Grumpy old punks like me and Joey, who are like,
You're not speaking for me. I'm not grumpy. I'm a very positive person.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Poster child for PMA, right?
But I think that's the point, and that's the point of how Cop Out grew out of this too. It's like we want that diversity, we want that, you know, I wouldn't call it eclectic, but it's just like seeing things from different perspectives, musically, ideologically, politically, all these other things. What bands are you excited about on your stages? Like, whether maybe not on your stages, is there bands that you're like, oh, I can't wait to see this band on my stage, or I can't wait to see this band on the Transcore stage or whatever? Like, you know, who are you excited to see?
I mean they're on our stage, but Jukebox Romantics, I love those dudes. They're
what
funny.
What stage are they playing?
They're playing our stage.
Oh, they are. Yeah,
All We Got. Yeah, they're super cool dudes. We play with them a lot, and yeah, man, they're ripping it this year.
I'm excited for Babies Got Back Talk. I think they're gonna have a really fun set. I wish I was looking at my lineup.
No, Baby's Got Back Talk is definitely a name that sticks out to me. You can't forget that one. That's pretty funny.
We're having a Bros and Enziguri on my stage this year. Davey's a good friend of all of ours.
Wow, fucking Bronx representative. Fucking, they're from up there, aren't they? Aren't they from the Bronx?
I think they're from like Westchester.
Oh, they're from Westchester. Oh,
they're homies.
Yeah.
Jukebox Romantic?
Oh, no, Newburgh.
Newburgh.
Yeah, they're homies.
Oh.
Jukebox Romantics and
Upstate.
Upstate. Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Newburgh.
Upstate New York representing. I don't know. We can't call Bronx upstate New York, I guess. That's not really fair. Davey from Enziguri. Enziguri is an incredible band for the Bronx. And please, if you're listening to this in the Bronx and you consider it offensive that I said it was upstate, please write all of your messages to punkisland13@gmail.com. And yeah, you
where
can
I
voice your complaints there.
Delete them while I'm taking a shit at work.
Well, then, I love when I get toilet texts from Al. Anyway, I'm excited. I'm excited for Disposable and Fat Chance. Winter Wolf is playing Joey doesn't have a stage. Winter Wolf is playing Basement Dweller stage. Obviously, I'm excited for Trashy and Choked Up on Brooklyn Transcore. I'm excited about every band that's playing my stage.
Can you narrow it down to one, though?
Lady Business, it's our very last.
Oh, it is.
Very last time we are going to be performing. So if you've never seen us or you want to get one little last dose of us, come. We're playing later in the day. I'm also excited. My friends from Philly are coming up, Dunn and Kruger. They're like this like heavy like fucking punk band. And Torpedoes from Jersey, Spandex, they're Jersey Philly. So I'm excited. Some out-of-town folks are coming. And there's really good local representation, too, on my stage. Neva, Desert Sharks. Hecla. I'm forgetting people. I'm sorry. But I'm excited about all of you.
I was hoping Cop Out was going to play, but we're not.
I'm such a piece of shit. Look, I couldn't be
there. We had to throw together a cover set of No Use for a Name. So that's happening on our stage, too.
I'm sorry, John. I will not be in the city, so I fucked up.
You'll be in the state.
I will be on the coast, so.
We're supposed to name our like favorite, like our highlights, and Kate just listed her whole lineup.
I'm just really excited about all the bands. But I mentioned bands on
She
stages.
Said, yeah, she said bands on the Brooklyn Transcore stage too. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, we're actually, Cop Out is playing. We're just Skyping Joey in.
Oh, that would be, people might actually enjoy not having me. You could turn me off.
He's
going to
be a hologram.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we're going to hologram Joey.
We could have 10 of me.
I know. We're
this
have
could
50
be a whole,
Joeys.
We could have Joeys playing on every stage at the same time. And I could be in different bands that I'm
Joey's.
In. That's amazing. I could have a whole band of me, but we couldn't play any instruments really.
We
so
could have like
we could just be fucking
one
singing.
Hologram holding a sledgehammer, like one hologram holding the portable shovel, another hologram just like strangling a man.
Last year at Punk Island, you heard it here first. Joey,
probably not first.
Joey had a sledgehammer during Skullcaster's set, and I missed it, and I was very sad. But I saw pictures of it, and then he chased a vendor. With
no. He
shovel.
Didn't chase one of our vendors. He chased a random man selling beer with a shovel.
Yeah, yeah. Let,
probably
yeah
shouldn't
let's preface,
talk about
preface
that.
Yeah, there was a man who was not authorized to be there selling alcohol, and Joey chased him with a shovel.
Like, you guys make me sound like a criminal because I don't have a microphone when I do this. Just to be clear, I never touched him with the shovel.
No, you just chased him.
Okay, so I was just encouraging him to leave, and I just happened to be like digging a hole or something. And first of all, and second of all, he was illegally selling alcohol at an event we were not allowed to have alcohol at. And as an organizer, I took it upon myself, the responsibility upon myself to make sure that we didn't get in trouble. I think I'm being very responsible.
No shade from me.
And I never hit anybody with the sledgehammer.
No, you just
even
had
though
it.
I wanted to.
I think Stephanie took a picture of you. It was Stephanie Augello took a picture of you that was in Brooklyn Vegan, and you're like rocking out with that fucking sledgehammer.
Punk Island is a challenging day, and there's a lot of good things about it. I love Punk Island. It's one of my favorite days every year. I absolutely love it. It breaks my heart that I can't be there this year. But one of the things is that it's super DIY. I mean, it's as DIY as you get. Like, we are all doing this on our own with less than no money, and you know, with our own gear, sometimes not even our own gear, we're borrowing gear from all the people who let us like abuse them.
Thank you to everybody who's loaning me gear.
Yeah. And on my stage, I like when people dance, but like, you gotta like at least respect the gear a little bit. And this guy kept knocking over my monitors. After last year, I broke a monitor. So I was like, no, not going to happen again. So this guy kept like during our Skullcaster set last year, he kept knocking into the monitor. So I had a sledgehammer. So I took it out and I said, if you touch it again, I'm going to fucking break your leg. It's, I didn't do it, but neither did he. And
I'm glad you didn't do it.
You got to draw, parameters, you got to like draw specific parameters, DIY is difficult. It's challenging. You know, I'm not wrong here, Kate.
I am, no shade. Also, I want to say I'm excited for Ma'afa playing on the Gilligan stage. Yeah, Flora's fucking awesome, and should make sure you're there for all the bands we mentioned. It's hard to split yourself into so many, but I'm excited about that band too.
To me, the bands are incredible. I love the fact that you can walk from stage to stage, but it is also a vibe. And I'm not a vibe word. I don't like the word vibe. It makes me uncomfortable. I think it's bullshit. But we bring a presence to Punk Island. I feel like that we cultivate a very specific presence that you can feel throughout the day. Whether you come and let's say you only like noise. All right, so you're like, oh, all these bands and their melodies, this is terrible. You're still going to have fun because the feeling is infectious. And I think it's something that's so important to the day and something so special. And if you come to it, you feel it, and it's like no other fest. There's no other fest that I've ever been to that's as organized and thoughtful and positive and feels as good as Punk Island, I think, personally. And it's hard to put into words, but I tried to.
Which exists in direct contrast to Puke Island.
Yeah.
Which is the antithesis of everything.
Puke Island, for people who don't know, there's when Punk Island got started, well, when we took it over from whoever ran it before, people were upset that they couldn't have their terrible, shitty, negative, fucked up bands play. And it's not even that we think that they're fucked up. They're terrible bands. They're just awful bands.
Some of them are fucked up, too.
Some of them are fucked up, but they're not like beyond the pale fucked up. They're just like douchey, whatever, shitty.
People get upset that we like organize the stage placement and have accurate maps and set times. People are upset about that they can't come and like get blackout drunk and get lost and not see any music. And I'm sorry, you can do that sort of anywhere.
Yeah, that's what Thompson Square Park exists for, you to do that at any time you want to.
Or the entire subway system. can get super lost, not hear any music, and get blackout drunk.
So those guys who hate set times and organization, they set up their own event called Puke Island, and it's just a shit show on top of a shit show. So
it's eighth year, so you can go.
Great, go enjoy it and have fun and enjoy that. I'm glad, you know, some of the people who have done that event in the past, including friends of mine, they've had fun doing it. That's no problem. No one's trying to shut their shit out. No one cares if they don't play. But we want it to be organized and thoughtful and interesting. That's just us. That's just something we're into.
Yeah. Let's not talk about Puke Island anymore, because whatever. They're doing their own thing. But yes, it is a dry event. We get pushback about that. But it's one day. It's one day. You can be dry for one day. And I would a million times over rather have an all-ages dry event that kids can come and be exposed.
Exposed to positive things.
Yeah,
expose themselves.
Why does Joey have to ruin everything?
Just fucking.
Why does Joey have to ruin everything?
Watching our bottom line. Look, all I get from this event, Kate, from what you're saying is, I'm swinging sledgehammers at random people, chasing people with shovels. They're exposed
accurate
children.
I did not say that. I want kids, younger kids, and I love when there's kids there. My first year I did Punk Island, there was like this 5-year-old boy like standing there watching. Like, I think it was Ellen and the Degenerates play. They opened the stage that year, and it was just fucking awesome. Like, I love when kids are there. They get exposed to this lifestyle. They get exposed to music sometimes for the first time, and it's really cool. Like, families will be wandering by, and they're like, what's this? And they come over. So I would rather that a million times over than a bunch of drunk people being like, and that's just like a turnoff to like somebody who, like, you know, a parent who's walking by with a 10 or a 12-year-old kid. They're like, oh, okay, well, maybe like let's go over there and see what this is about. And maybe that kid is going to go home and be like, I want a guitar, I want a drum set, I want to be a singer. Especially for like young, like queer kids and girls and stuff who are there too. Like, that's like super fucking important to me that they're able to see shit like that. So that's one of the huge reasons why I love doing Punk Island.
For sure. Yep.
Would you say it's very un-bro-y?
I think that it's getting better. I'd still would like to see more queer and female representation on other stages besides myself and just Brooklyn Transcore. It does get better, and certainly at our stages there's not a bro presence, but I'm not at other stages a lot throughout the day. I wander as much as I can. A band who will remain nameless, like, on my stage last year, brought a big mob of bros over to my stage who all started moshing, and it totally killed the vibe. Then their set was done. They left. All the bros left, and it, like, went back. But, yeah, I mean, the bro aspect, I think, is just something, you know, we have a song, Cop Out has a song about it, like, toxic masculinity. It's getting incrementally better, but it needs to, like, and that's why, like, things like Punk Island need to exist so we can continue, and things like what I'm doing and things like Brooklyn Transcore so we can be like, there's another way. You don't have to, like, you have to mosh and smash and beat people up and whatever. You can have fun at a show and everybody can have a safe space. Everybody can vibe out these vibes.
I know. I hate that I use that word. I'm sorry.
I know. It's fine. I use that word a lot. Like, but shit. You know, everybody can go and be safe and have a good time, and it doesn't have to be like this crazy, like, we're going to smash each other's face in. And I will be the first person to put somebody in their place at a show, and I will not hesitate to do it at Punk Island if somebody is being overly physically aggressive. And I'm in, you know, because people are like, well, it's a punk show, and it's like, yeah, you know, okay, whatever, but it's not 1985 and you don't need to kick people in the face. Like,
I think Punk Island does a good job of making a safe space, a space people can still be themselves very comfortably. And, you know, this is something we've done for a long time. You know, Diami used to do a stage. Diami is an organizer here in New York City, and he's in a great band, and he's represented a stage that's like conscious and thoughtful, but also super heavy, and had bands like Empty Vessels play for a long time, which are very heavy bands, but who don't encourage like a bro atmosphere. And you know, Harrison from Passage used to run a stage that did the same thing, and even Greg from a lot of ABC people from ABC No Rio had tough, hard bands, including Dispatch's stage, but didn't want to encourage a bro outlook on shit. And then Cody's also doing that too, you know, like the Cody and the Basement Dwellers, they have very heavy tunes, but they're also encouraging women to be involved in their culture, and they're trying to have more people to do that. So that's the kind of vibe Punk Island is trying to have.
Yeah, I mean, to echo off of that, it is totally possible to have... I'm making hand motions. I'm making excited... I'm gesturing excitedly. It is totally possible. People will go, oh, well, it's just a punk show. That's just the way it is. And I'm like, that's not the way it is.
They're lies.
And it is totally possible to have bands that are heavy and for people to dance and have a good time. And, like, I was at a show, actually, All Torn Up played with Rats in the Wall, and a dude knocked into me, shoved me into the stage, my camera, and hit the stage. And I'm like, dude, that's, like, my livelihood. Like, do not fuck with my camera. Do not fuck with me. And I like was like, dude, get the fuck away from me. Like, you are not the only person here. So that's kind of, you know, you just bros who want to come, like, just, you know, fucking bro, you're not the only person. Don't bro down. No. You're not the only person.
Bro
there.
It down.
Yeah, bro it down. Yeah. So, yeah, that's, we want everybody to be feeling welcome and feel like they don't have to get their asses kicked to come.
June 23rd, music starts at 11 a.m. and ends at 8 p.m.
Correct.
On Randall's Island.
Yes, Randall's Island. We are at the top northwest corner of the island, closest to the RFK Bridge from Manhattan. Yeah, south of the bridge. You can tell I'm not a native New Yorker because I just said the RFK Bridge and not the Triborough. The Triborough / RFK Bridge. We're close to the Bronx. We will be posting on our social media lots of different ways to get there. You can take the train to 125th Street and transfer to the M35 bus. Get off at the first stop on Randall's Island. You can also take car service. You can bike. You can walk. You can skateboard. You can scooter. For anybody who needs to do accessoride for people who are disabled, you can get dropped off at Icon Stadium. There are lots and lots of ways to get there. If you're unsure, you can also send us an email, punkisland13@gmail.com, and we'll help you figure it out how to get there.
It's all free. It's all day. It's all ages. Come with your family, your friends, whoever has not been, you know, exposed to the punk culture before. Bring them to the show. Let them see what this is all about and feel confident and comfortable that this is going to be a good day for them and a good experience for them, and hopefully the beginning of a beautiful punk life. And have fun. Rain or shine, although I'm sure it's going to be sunny and beautiful. It'll be rain or shine no matter what. So come.
Be sunny, sunny, sunny.
No matter what, bring an umbrella, or if you have to, but be there at 11 a.m. for the fucking punk. Cool.
And nobody jump into the Harlem River, please. Thank you.
Yeah, let's not. I'm going to cut that shit out for sure.
Cut that.
Yeah, for sure. All right, cool. Thank you very much, Al. Thank you, John. Thank you, Kate. Thank you for all the work you do for Punk Island.
Sure.
Fucking see you guys.
Get down.
Here's a band playing the Brooklyn Transcore stage. Al talked about this band briefly in our discussion, and I know he's super excited about them. And I thought it was like a really good, appropriate song to be playing because it's in the same vein as another band that we've already talked about on this podcast as well. The title of the song is called Jukebox Love Song. So we continue a theme here of playing Punk Island and some jukebox stuff. So that's really nice. I feel like that thematic consistency is really the reason a lot of people listen to Dispatches from Underground. I think. I could be wrong, but I think so. Anyway, either way, we're going to be doing it this time. So here is Baby Got Back Talk playing the Brooklyn Transcore stage at Punk Island June 23rd, 2018 on Randall's Island with Jukebox Love Song. Get down.
could take the Harlem night to wrap around you. Take the neon lights and make a crown. Take the minis out for you, or buses, taxis, subways. For your love song, to Marrowbone Town. Take Harlem's heart and beat, and make a drum beat. Put it on a record that you burn. While you listen to me, babe, there's a future day. Can't feel my sweet girl, Harlem girl.
That's the end of the episode. Thank you very much to John, Al, and Kate. Thank you for coming over and doing this podcast with me. Thank you for spending so much of your lives with me, making Punk Island happen for so many years, but also now making this band happen, choosing to actually spend more of your life with me after you already knew me pretty well. That's shocking to me that anyone would have been do that, but I appreciate your willingness to do that for whatever reason, for whatever masochistic reason you are doing that. Thank you very much. I hope you all dug all the perspective and stuff that John and Al and Kate had to say. They're very insightful people. They're incredible people to be around, very passionate about this wonderful music that we make, this wonderful music that we love, and this wonderful community that we consider ourselves part of. And hopefully you are inspired by all of the incredible music and things they do and go and build and build and build and build in the same vein that we and they do. But even if you don't want to go build, hopefully you go listen. Check out Cop Out. Again, it's COP/OUT. We're going to be playing all over the Midwest. We got a tour lined up for August. Doing a bunch of Midwest dates. We're going to be going over to Cleveland. We're going to be going to Chicago. We're playing Bloomington. I'm super excited about that. We're playing Harrisburg. And I think we're getting as far down south as D.C. and Wheeling, West Virginia. We're going to be doing a bunch of shows in Philly in the very near future. So please go to our Facebook page. If you search for Cop Out, COP/OUT, or you can do Cop Out NYC on Facebook. Just search for us. I'm sure you'll find us if you scroll past the other cop-outs that have existed and look for the one that looks the most rad. That's the one we are. Anyway, I know some folks are disappointed that Dispatch from the Underground isn't going to be represented at Punk Island this year. I am sorry. We fully intend to be back in the very near future once Punk Island gets some things sorted out and once I get some things sorted out and I am a little more available in my time. I fully intend to be coming back to Punk Island if they will have me. I'm sorry to everyone we let down not doing a stage this year, but again, it's going to be an incredible event, so please make sure you get there. It's June 23rd. It's going to be 6 incredible stages. There'll be tons of amazing music. You heard a bunch of those bands being played today on the podcast, and you will not be disappointed. It is a wonderful time to see what the world could be like if we ran things, and I really do fully believe that that is what Punk Island represents, and it is the best festival in the country, I think. I absolutely believe that, and not just because I'm involved in it. Even before I was involved, I think it was incredible, and I think we've done wonderful things to improve on it and make it a better place to be. So please go to Punk Island. Go get down with the bands that are playing Punk Island. Go get down with the stages that are playing Punk Island. Go get down with the folks who've done Punk Island in the past, like Dispatches from the Underground. If you didn't know, Dispatches from the Underground does also have some social media presence. So while we're not going to be at Punk Island this year, you can still get down with us in other ways. We are on Facebook, Dispatches from the Underground. We are on Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram and see all the Dispatches shit that's going on. Joey Steele NYC on Twitter. Anyway, there's tons of ways to stay up with Dispatches, even though we're not going to be at Punk Island. Again, my apologies to all the people who do that with us and who've supported us in the past. We will be back. Punk Island's going to be incredible either way, with or without Dispatches from the Underground. June 23rd, 2018, Randall's Island, six stages, 75-something bands, all incredible music, all free, all ages, all day. It's heaven. If there was a heaven, this is actually better than heaven because this is real, and God seems like he's kind of a backward piece of shit if he does exist. So this exists, and we keep out all the backward pieces of the shit. So it's actually technically even better than heaven. So if you try to wrap your head around that one. And hopefully you can get there. And if you can't, hopefully you can build shit wherever you are in the same vein. While you do that, continue to listen to Dispatches. We'll come at you very soon with another episode. Till then, get down. All right, we're going to close this episode off with a band that's playing the Hoosatron stage at Punk Island, June 23rd, 2018 on Randall's Island. Here is Neva's song, Your Boyfriend's Band, which I think is a very clever idea for a song, but also I think there's some good content in here. But here's Neva with Your Boyfriend's Band. Get down.